of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God is able to provide us with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, we may share abundantly in every good work. Let everything be said and done in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through Jesus Christ. Let us bring our gifts to the Lord, that they may be used for his glory. May the Spirit of God fill our hearts as we come to meet him in this place. A very warm welcome to our Harvest Thanksgiving. It's lovely to see you all here this morning. It's amazing what a lunch does for our attendance on a Sunday morning. No, but it is lovely to see you all here this morning, and especially to see some of our guides. Just guides, isn't it? I don't think we've got any brownies this morning, but guides, we're delighted to welcome you this morning. Just a couple of things to draw to your attention for this week. Coffee, just when you go over there, is on the right-hand side, so don't be alarmed. I know we all struggle a bit with change, but the coffee's on the right-hand side, so you can get that there. And then on Wednesday, we see the return of Compline by Candlelight here in church at 8:30, should you wish to come. It will be streamed online as well. And Evensong would normally be tonight, but we've had quite a busy weekend, and we thought it wise to just push it back to next week, so it'll be next Sunday, 6 o'clock, for choral Evensong.
As those who know the generosity of God, let us confess our sins, especially the ways in which we take his good gifts for granted. Father, in creation you are generous towards us, yet we have sown sparingly. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, you show us the way of humility, yet we have given reluctantly. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Holy Spirit, you show us the gift of grace, yet we have loved grudgingly. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive us our sins, open our eyes to God's truth, strengthen us to do God's will, and give us the joy of his kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. God of grace, ever creating and restoring, you breathe life into all things and embrace us with an everlasting love. Help us to grow in wonder and awe, to embody a spirit of gratitude, and to dream generous dreams, that in gathering what we have, we may graciously offer ourselves to accomplish what you will, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you enter the land I am giving you and you reap its harvest, you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall raise the sheaf before the Lord, so you may find acceptance. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall raise it. On the day when you raise the sheaf, you shall offer a lamb a year old without blemish as a burnt offering to the Lord. And the grain offering with it shall be 2/10 of an ephah of choice flour mixed with oil, an offering by fire of pleasing odour to the Lord. And the drink offering with it shall be of wine, 1/4 of a hin. You shall eat no bread or parched grain or fresh ears until that very day, until you have brought the offering of your God. It is a statute forever throughout your generations and in all your settlements. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Then they said to Jesus, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty."
This is the gospel.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I just want, first of all, just to pay tribute to our flower arrangers. I should have done that at the beginning, really, but they turn out week in, week out, apart from Lent and Advent, where they have a little holiday, to decorate the church. And Harvest, of course, is perhaps a little bit, well, it is a bit more modest than our decorating once was, but nevertheless, Harvest draws attention to that. And I kind of just thought it was a good chance to give them a round of applause for all they do, really. Thank you. So, on to more serious matters. All things come from you, O Lord, and of your own do we give you. I want to come back to these words a bit later on in this sermon, but for now I just want to think about rules. Rules. Rules, rules, rules. Well, we need them to flourish, don't we? Yet, if we're honest, we can get a bit obsessed with them. Just mention health and safety, and many of us come out in a cold sweat. Of course, none of us would object to the principle behind it that we should feel safe, yet it seems to me we go a bit far sometimes. Sometimes even using the words as a threat. Oh, you can't possibly do that. It's health and safety. Just think too of those places that are filled with those stroppy signs. Signs that say, don't do this, don't do that. Or there are 417 saucers in this cupboard. As if someone's counted them. It brings out the worst in me, I have to say. But I suppose these examples highlight that we can all sometimes get a bit carried away with rules. And what's true now was certainly true in the time of the writer Leviticus. So if you spend any time reading the book, and we hardly hear it on a Sunday morning, and it is not an easy read, by the way, especially when we consider some of the more exotic rules within it. For example, you shall never approach the altar of God unless your vision is perfect, or eat a rock badger, whatever they are, nor a pig. You'll encounter, of course, a writer slightly obsessed with rules. We might say today, probably, they had OCD. And yet, before we dismiss the book as a rule-laden manual, there is still something for us here.
Because as I said, we do need rules. It's just we can get a bit carried away. So what does this morning's passage say to us on this Harvest Thanksgiving Sunday? Well, to understand it, of course, we need to understand something of the context in which it was written. Moses was, as I'm sure you know, leading a people from captivity to freedom. But this journey was not like taking a coach from Whitkirk to Ripon, as some of us did yesterday. It went on for years and years and years, as Bishop Nick reminded us last Sunday. One day, though, the journey, as we know, of course, looking back, will come to an end and they will find their home. And when they do, when they enter the land, to quote the reading, they are being given, they must not forget who has given it to them. So they must bring the sheaf of the first fruits to the priest. The first fruits of the harvest, not the last, or the fruit that's left over when everyone else has been fed, but the first fruits. Why? Well, it was simply about ordering their lives in a way that puts God first. And so they offer these first fruits not because God needs them, but because they do. They needed rules to help them remember that all they have, all they are, is because of God's gracious gift and generosity. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you. And though the times have changed, and thankfully those of us whose vision is impaired and getting worse as the years go by can approach the altar, these words remind us that we too need rules to help us in our life of faith. Rituals and reminders and rules to help us remember who we are or whose we are. And that brings us back to this Harvest Thanksgiving. For part of what today is about is a reminder, a prompt, a challenge about how we are to offer the first fruits of our lives, the best of our life, to the God in whose image we are made. Of course, in times gone by, our Harvest Thanksgiving had, I think, a much richer and greater sense of being rooted in the actual harvest. Fruit and produce, the best of it, was brought and offered back to God. Whitkirk was, of course, a small village, and all around us here were farms. We are, of course, city dwellers now. And so we must work a bit harder to make the connections, to realise what we are enacting at our Harvest Thanksgiving goes right back to the times of Leviticus and beyond, remembering that we are to offer the best of what we have, not because God needs it, but because we do. We need to do things that help us remember by whose grace we are sustained and live. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you. Our Harvest Thanksgiving helps us think about this, about the sort of rules, or to use the language of the gospel, signs that direct us to living well. In that gospel, Jesus was asked, "What sign will you give us?" The sign he speaks of course, makes connections with Leviticus, with the journey they've been on, the long walk to freedom, of how his forebears were given manna, bread in the wilderness. And he aligns himself with that bread by saying, "I am the bread of life." So if they can just understand who he is and what it means to follow him, they will be fed in ways they cannot imagine. He it is who is the image of the invisible God who spoke to Moses. They long, of course, for the bread of life to sustain them, just as it did their forebears. And Jesus says, "I am that bread." And says, "If you live a life with me at the center, you will never be hungry and you will never be thirsty." He plays, of course, it's metaphor, with his imagination, with their imagination. He connects the dots with the stories of that Exodus that have been told to those who are hearing it at their grandparents' knees, and says, "If you put me first, me at the heart of your life, then you will be sustained." Maybe some of us need to hear that again today. The reading also makes connections, of course, with the central act of worship at the heart of the church by the time that John's Gospel was written, the Holy Eucharist, or as we could call it, the Holy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving literally being what Eucharist means. And every Eucharist is marked by thanksgiving for what God has done in Jesus Christ. That's why we say it is right to give thanks and praise. Those words from the first book of Chronicles that I began with and have repeated a couple of times, and that we shall say today at this Eucharist, when the table is prepared and the gifts that represent so much more than bread and wine, are words that shape us as God's people. I first heard them, I think, probably as a boy. I grew up with them. They're simple and poetic, profound, and if taken seriously, deeply challenging. Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty, for everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Fine. Then comes the challenge. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you. Our harvest thanksgiving is a sign that directs us to remember how everything in heaven and on earth is God's, and of how all things come from that God, and how we are called to give back our lives, the lives we have been given. Of your own do we give you. Of course, we like to think of ourselves as being the centre of the universe, centre of everything, but these words remind us, as a harvest thanksgiving does, is it's not us, it's God who's at the heart of everything. So, friends, may we take this moment of harvest thanksgiving to recommit ourselves to that Levitical rule, and day by day offer the first fruit of our lives to the God who creates and sustains all things. For by doing so, we remember who we are and to whom we belong. Amen.
Let us give thanks to God for his gifts so generously given to us and for the blessings we are called to share. For recognizing that all things come from you. For remembering that we are stewards of your gifts. For wisely using the resources entrusted to us. We offer ourselves to you, O God. For rejoicing in the beauty of creation, for the care of your world, for sharing the fruits of creation equally among people. We offer ourselves to you, O God, for encountering the joy of giving, for humility in putting others' needs before our own, for embracing the privilege of sharing in the ministry to the saints. We offer ourselves to you, O God. For courage in offering sacrificial generosity. For giving to be an act of worship. For grace in offering our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. We offer ourselves to you, O God. For all financial gifts offered to your church, for freely giving as we have received, for giving and not counting the cost, we offer ourselves to you, O God, for releasing our hold on material possessions, for contentment in what we have, for trust in letting go. We offer ourselves to you, O God, for gathering the harvest, for thankfulness in all you have given, for reflecting on what you are calling us to create. We offer ourselves to you, O God, for generosity in love, encouragement, and hope. For openness in invitation and hospitality. For wisdom in the gift of friendship. We offer ourselves to you, O God. For serving you as you deserve. For following our calling as your disciples. For serving you with gladness of heart. We offer ourselves to you, O God. For being a blessing through the blessings we receive. For generosity which enables mission. For sharing abundantly in every good work. We offer ourselves to you, O God. For living a generous life. For our actions to point beyond ourselves. For our generosity to be an expression of love and gratitude. We offer ourselves to you, O God. From this community of St. Mary, we give thanks for all those whom you have given to us. And we pray for all those we care for. And we remember those whom we find it difficult to communicate with. We pray for the sick, those in long-term care, and those whose life has come to an end, and those who now live in glory with you. Give us strength to carry on throughout the changing seasons, knowing that we will reap the blessings both now and for eternity. Source of all life and giver of all that is good, hear our prayer, and make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Amen.
The harvest of the Spirit is love, generosity, peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Thank you.
Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty, for everything in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Eternal God and Father, all things are in your making. In fulfillment of your promise, you have showered us with blessings and filled us with your gifts. You form us in your image, the first fruits of your creation, and by your Holy Spirit embed within us generous hearts, that we may be channels of your self-giving love. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have freed us from our sins and made us a kingdom of priests to serve you with joy forever. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. And bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes, and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with Blessed Mary, St. Francis of Assisi, George Bell, William Tyndall, and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven, through Christ and with Christ and in Christ. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
O taste and see that the Lord is gracious. Blessed is the one who trusts in him. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
Let us pray. Loving and righteous God, here at your table we have tasted your goodness and generosity, which exceeds all that we can desire or deserve. Liberate us from all jealousy and greed, that we may respond cheerfully by offering ourselves and love and serve others to witness to your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God the Father, who clothes the lilies of the field and feeds the birds of the air, provide you with all we need for life in its fullness. Amen. May God the Son, who fed the 5,000 and turned water into wine, feed you with his life and transform us in his love. Amen. May God the Holy Spirit, who hovered over the waters of creation and formed the world from chaos, form you in the likeness of Christ and renew the face of the earth. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Freely you have received, freely give. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.